This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, staying with the central bank theme, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is on Capitol Hill today, and he's under pressure to do some more stimulating of the economy right here in the United States. Adolfo Laurenti is Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. He's with us live from Chicago. Hi, Adolfo.
Good morning.
Well, do you think that Ben Bernanke is going to follow the lead of the Chinese central bank and do something here as well?
You know, it appears increasingly likely that some type of action will be taken by the Federal Reserve as well. Economic data has been soft to disappointing, most notably the labor market is still struggling. This is a major concern for Bernanke and Janet Yellen and many other of the Fed Open Market Committee members. So yes, it seems likely that some type of action will be taken.
Well, it's interesting because I wonder whether we should be concerned that that we keep having to go to the Fed for help, that the economy can't really stand up on its own two feet right now.
Well, it is major concern in two respects. First of all, this economy seems to fail to generate self-sustaining growth, and that has a major implication, not just for the job market, but think about our deficit, the investment in new technology, how much we can spend in the education, healthcare, and so on. So that's a major concern, but it's also a concern about what the Fed can do, because on the monetary policy front, most of the low-hanging fruits have already been taken. It's easy to cut rates, but the Fed funds rates are already at zero. It's easy to do some quantitative easing at first, but with the long-term rates we are already low, it's very difficult to get a good bang for the buck. So there is still some option. The Fed can always go big, but the margins of actions are getting narrower and narrower.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial, thanks very much.
Thank you.